The filth of their room was such that one could smell it on the floor below. According to Madame F., neither of the Rougiers had taken off their clothes for 4 years. Or there was Henri, who worked in the sewers. He was a tall, melancholy man with curly hair, rather romantic-looking in his long sewerman's boots. Henri's peculiarity was that he did not speak, except for the purposes of work, literally for days together. Only a year before, he had been a chauffeur in good employ and saving money. One day he fell in love, and when the girl refused him, he lost his temper and kicked her. On being kicked, the girl fell desperately in love with Henri, and for a fortnight they lived together and spent 1,000 francs of Henri's money. Then the girl was unfaithful. Henri planted a knife in her upper arm and was sent to prison for 6 months. As soon as she had been stabbed, the girl fell more in love with Henri than ever, and the two made up their quarrel and agreed that when Henri came out of jail, he should buy a taxi and they would marry and settle down. But a fortnight later, the girl was unfaithful again, and when Henri came out, she was with child. Henri did not stab her again. He drew out all his savings and went on a drinking bout that ended in another month's imprisonment. After that, he went to work in the sewers. Nothing would induce Henri to talk. If you asked him why he worked in the sewers, he never answered, but simply crossed his wrists to signify handcuffs and jerked his head southward towards the prison.